Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Lynn, the friendly black hottie. And today I am sipping on green tea. I haven't drunk green tea in a minute, so let me get my natural caffeine on. And you know, it also says it helps with your digestive system. So yeah, I did work out last night. I tried to do like lifting the weights and stuff and doing what they call it, reps and sets and stuff. I really enjoyed it, and I'm gonna try to do that at least once a week, just lifting weights. But everything else is cardio, okay? Like, I'm already strong. I'm not trying to get like buff, even though like I'm naturally muscular, so you know. But it's always good to keep that strength, I guess, like get your strength up. You know, sometimes the child wants to be picked up, and the child is also like almost as tall as you, but you know, that's your child, so you don't pick up your child. So I gotta make sure I'm strong and stuff, you know, and able to carry all the groceries, because she don't want to help me carry the groceries. So I recently bought a juicer. I invested in a juicer. I'm going to try that. I did kept seeing stuff about gut health, like everywhere, like videos I watch on YouTube, somebody will mention like gut health, and like I'll be on Twitter and people will talk about, oh, how your mental health affects your gut health. And sometimes you got to get that back in order, because there's been times where I've been thinking about something so much that I become sick. That used to happen to me like the beginning of each semester with school. Like, I'll get sick before each semester because I'm just thinking like, oh my gosh, I got so much to do. But yes, I invested in a juicer, and I went and got me a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables. But I was also in public, so, you know, a bitch had to choose wisely. And when I was checking out, I had to take like so much stuff off there because I'm like, $9 cherries. I done forgot how to freaking shop for fruit and stuff. $9, $10, huh? Take that off. So I got what I just small stuff just to test it out. But then I'm gonna go and get some more things, you know, from the cheaper grocery stores, you know, hit up a little Kroger, a little Food Depot. But yes, I got a juicer. Like, refreshing, like just fresh juice. And this will also be good for my daughter because she be wanting strawberry drink. That's what she calls it. So she doesn't really like smoothies. I've given her smoothies so many times and she has wasted it. So I'm like, okay, maybe this juicer will be a little bit better. And then also, I'm able to make the drinks like my grandma used to make and stuff. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. Yay. So for a small shout out, I wasn't going to do a small shout out, but for small shout outs, this came across my face last night. Shout out to 876 Roommates. It's a reality show taking different comedians, social media comedians from the Caribbean, and putting them in a house, making them do different challenges. Big reality TV show shit. Like, I'm like, okay, this is very interesting. You know, I will be checking it out. So yes, 876 Roommates. Like, that's their social media. They have preview videos, all that stuff. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, maybe I needed to see this. I also bought two new plants. I use Facebook Marketplace. I haven't used Facebook Marketplace to buy stuff in a minute. I don't even buy stuff from there. I usually sell stuff, but I was like, this plant group that I'm in, they told me like, oh, check out Facebook Marketplace and you're able to get plants for the low, low, even though like plants should be free. So when I went out there, I seen a plant, that I previously had, but I didn't know what to do with it. And I was recommended to like get older plants because at least they got some years on them. And, you know, it's hard to mess up an older plant versus like a baby plant that's still growing. So I got I'm gonna call it a marginata. It's one of them things, plants, very tropical looking. I feel like I'm in Florida right now, and I put it in my living room. I moved my ZZ plant to the other side of the living room because it doesn't need that much light. So That's good for me. Shit. So when I got there, it was a tire place. Like, it was a tire shop. And then he had a whole bunch of plants, like, on this little rack. It was very nice. He was like, "Yeah, I sell plants too." He was talking to one of his customers. So he dropped the price and it ended up being $5 each. And since I only have plans to spend $10, I got two plants. I got a very beautiful like they're both Margentina. I'm gonna call them Margentinas. But they're both beautiful plants. One is darker, has thicker leaves, and another one it's taller and has lighter leaves, and they're both colorful. One of them I put in my room because I needed a plant for my room, and the other one I put in the living room. Child, them plants were overwatered. I was like, whew. I should have told him. I probably am gonna go back and tell him, like, "Hey, you just need to water them like once a week." Because when I put the plant in my car, and when I took it out my car, the seats were soaking wet. Like, them plants were overwatered. So I'm not gonna water them until like they dry out, of course. But yeah, I definitely soon I left them in the sun, so at least the sun can do what I have to do. I clip them, just giving them a little TLC, and now they look beautiful and they look nice, like I said. So yeah, I'm a plant mom now. My daughter has kicked over a couple of my plants and I've killed a couple of plants, but we're here now and I'm doing better when it comes to the plants. All right. So, as you can tell by the title, you're like, "What does that mean?" Okay, so back when I was doing YouTube videos, a little story time. So back when I was doing YouTube videos, I was in YouTube groups as well. I was promoting my videos and talking to other people as well. So everyone would talk about how these comp I don't even know what I'm gonna say businesses. How these businesses will hit you up and ask you to do a review for them in exchange for a free product. And they do it to smaller YouTubers because, I mean, this happens to smaller creators as well because they feel like, you'll do anything and you don't have a set price and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, so they'll hit your email and be like, "Hey, first of all, whole bunch of typos, but I understand like some people are using translators, so I'm trying not to be, I don't know." So they'll hit you up and be like, "Hey, I have this hair." And child, they never give me the wigs. They always want to give me the freaking passion twist and the crochet hair. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like, damn. But to assume that I want a wig is kind of racist. So, I mean, difficult. But they'll be like, "Hey, can you review this?" They'll send you the money, you'll buy it, and then just leave a review and a picture. For some reason, they be getting ridiculous with me, like literally going back and forth. Like, I literally had a whole issue because the person was like, "Hey, I want you to do." So, all right, they gave me the money. So I just bought the hair and they're like, "Hey, you bought the wrong hair. You need to buy this hair." And I'm like, "You just wanted me to buy the hair. You never said anything about that." So then they disputed the money for my PayPal. And then with the response, they were like, "Oh, I was cheated out of my service. I blah 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 blah." And I'm like, "Bro, I ended the conversation. I ended the conversation and I was like, I was gonna give him his money back, but he wanted to dispute it." So then I got charged the money as well for a fee. So I'm like, "Oh, you know what? Fuck these people. Like, I'm not doing this shit no more." As soon as somebody hits me up talking about some, "Oh, can you review this hair?" I'm gonna hit their ass with every fucking thing that I'm gonna need to hit their ass with. Like, oh, because they be asking for a lot too. They be like, "Buy the hair. I know when you get the hair, you need to leave a review, do a video, do this across your social medias." All for free hair? Like, child, free hair don't even be worth it, to be honest. And plus, the quality be trash. So you already know, like, no. So And then when you hit them with a certain price, and then my price, because I start to do this as well. Like, to be honest, I'm not missing out on that free plastic ass hair anyway. So when I hit them with price, like, hey, if you want me to do a review video and demonstrate and like use the hair on my head. First of all, I don't even be using the hair on my head, but just to use the hair on, like, just to show how the hair is and how to style and whatever. Like, baby, you gonna have to pay me. Like, I get paid to like do photography and stuff like that related to it. Like, there's literally people out there looking for somebody to pay to do videos and shit and shoot them for them. So it's like, you're not paying me for my followers, okay? And that's what a lot of brands do, but I'm gonna get into that later in this episode. But you're not paying me for my followers. You're not paying me for my influence. You're paying me for my time, because you want me to do a job. So you need to compensate me for doing a job, because maybe I could go on Indeed and fill out a job to be a video editor and do all of that shit. So of course they'll never hit you back with the email. So then when you actually do the review for the hair, sometimes I feel as though like they send your email to like their friends and stuff who, you know, reach out to people and stuff. And then they're like, hey, she'll do this and this and this and that. And all you have to do is give her $40 to $50 worth of free products. And she'll do all of that. And it's like, no. So with the YouTube stuff, I kind of stopped doing YouTube because life. But also, if I do decide to start back, I'm just going to hit people with a price. Even if the price is like cheap, or like, you're giving me hair and you're giving me this if you want me to do this and this and that. You got to put your foot down. Stand tall in your standards, like I always say. Because people will take advantage of you. And if you do it free for them, they're literally going to hit you back up and want you to do it again. Because I've been in situations where I've literally done for a brand and then they'll hit me back up. And I'm like, and then when I actually, no. When I actually listen to other people's stories, and that's probably why a lot of people be wanting people to beef with each other. Because when you link up and y'all talk about certain things, sometimes they'll let you realize like, hey, you're getting fucked over. Or, hey, you should be doing this. Hey, you should be doing that. I didn't know about like doing like a license for your video. Like, hey, if you're going to use my video for promo, I'm charging this or this amount a month for a month. And I didn't know about that. So, you know, my video, you know, my video's out there probably being used for promo and I'm not getting paid. The pain. But yes, brands, they like to take advantage of smaller people because they feel as though like, hey, you know, you'll do anything for it. Or they'll try to literally talk you down saying that, oh, like when you start to hit them with a price, they'll literally try to talk you down about, just literally talk you down. Like, to be honest, you could just ignore me like the rest of them. But yeah, they'll really try to tear you down and stuff and be like, well, you don't have that many followers. You don't have that much influence, blah, 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 blah. How I know that I'm going to get a return on my money? Like, yes, I understand the business part, but sweetie, just find somebody else. Like, that's just it. And don't not get me started on these people that are like, become an ambassador, but you're going to have to pay to wear our stuff and we'll just give you a 10% discount. No, get the fuck out of my face, bro. Like, it's not worth it. Like, when I think about like certain entrepreneurs, because a lot of these entrepreneurs, but it's just that some people are like, oh, I'd rather work for myself than work for a job. But it's like, sweetie, I would rather work for a job because at least I know I'm gonna get my stuff. Versus like, you know, playing around with these people. Yeah, because a lot of people be entrepreneurs and like they don't be making money. Like, they actually be losing money more than they make it. But, you know, I work for myself and it's like, child, you got to sit back and really look. I mean, I understand, like, you know, sometimes you got to do stuff for the low until you come up and, you know, and the price could go up. But when I think about like, oh, people get paid to like edit videos. People get paid to shoot videos. People get paid to give their advice. And I'm like, I'd rather go with the, because I got a child, you know, I got bills to pay, you know, I got all that stuff. But yes, brands will literally take advantage of you, or they'll try that, oh, become an ambassador, but you have to buy their stuff, and they'll just give you like 10, 30% off. But then when you look at their stuff, it's like $50 t-shirt. And it's like, just to promote it and just to get commit. It sounds like I would rather just go to the mall and work retail at the mall than like be a brand ambassador. Because I feel like I would make more money at the mall, basically doing the same shit, but at least I don't have to buy. At least I don't have to pay a brand to promote their stuff. Listen, you learn from experience. You know, when I was younger, I wanted to feel like I was doing something, but I really wasn't. To be honest, with some of the stuff that I signed up with, I never bought their stuff. I would just take pictures from their website and just be like, use my code. But I never bought their stuff because I didn't have the money for it. So, I mean, there's other ways to finesse. But to be honest, just give me a job with benefits. I love a good benefits, okay? Hey, connect to your Bluetooth real quick. All right, so for the outside tune, it's kind of like a little R&B, a little pop, a little, I don't know that genre, but it reminds me of that. So my outside tune for this episode is going to be Chloe and Holly, Ungodly Hour. It's very, and I understand like the name might bother some people, but the song is so good. It's like very R&B, very pop. So thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I've been your host, Lynn. Make sure you check out the Country Caribbean on Instagram, Country Caribbean, Facebook, the Country Caribbean Podcast, Twitter, _ALYNNB. And I will talk to you in the next episode.